What is this?
I'm practicing my gasps.
For what?
For when you tell me something amazing.
Like what?
Just try saying something amazing.
I made the most delicious cookies the other day. Nobody does that.
Harry Potter.
Oh, are you Lord Voldemort?
Harry Potter. Is that how he speaks? Just like inhaling?
Harry!
He doesn't sound like that. No, that's not.
Can you do a whole episode speaking while inhaling?
I don't think so.
I think it would be fun. Let's try.
No, I think people would get really annoyed with us.
With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song.
Sure.
Done.
The purpose of this is to grow the audience, not lose audience members.
Sometimes you have to, you know, harden steel by hitting it hard to see only the real people stick around.
No, let's just
those who stick through
inhaling episodes will never leave you.
Just because...
Try singing a song while inhaling.
No, I'm not doing that.
Could be a whole new thing for you.
I'm not doing...
Whole album.
Nope. It won't sound good.
You could just call it, this song sucks.
Air?
The Sucky Album.
No. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another
episode.
Where
do you look every time you say that?
To the camera.
But why do you only look that one moment in the show and then you ignore them the rest of the time? That's so mean.
No, I don't ignore them. I'm just like...
ignore them even now or do the whole episode looking at your
audience. I'm talking to the microphone. I'm talking
Microphone's not a live object.
I get it. But
I'm talking
hello,
everyone,
to
like
our
this.
Audience.
Look at them then.
I'm looking at them.
Yeah, you keep looking there. Don't look at me.
No, because I'm having a conversation with you also.
Yeah.
It's mostly with you. But now I'm telling everyone, hi, everyone.
Yeah, hello.
This is Sheena. Welcome to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Our podcast.
You know what you haven't said in a long time?
Beating bong bong to you all. I've been working on that one. Do you like it better than the original?
You haven't told people that it's the number. You know what? I'm just going to ignore like all the outbursts.
Why?
Have you noticed? I'm just ignoring them.
But then you're going to wet yourself.
I'm not.
If you don't laugh from the up, you're going to laugh from the down. No. And we all know that's not a good thing. And then you have
you
to get dry cleaning
like,
and stuff.
No, I do this on a regular basis. I do not wet myself.
Mm.
I don't.
People are paying money now to listen.
Stop telling
to
people.
To have you tell things to your audience. So
nobody's paying money.
Didn't you say there's commercials today?
Yeah, the sponsors are paying money so that they don't have to pay
so
money.
So I have
our
to
audience.
Play along with you.
No.
Before the sponsors came, I could tell all the truth, the whole truth, but nothing but the truth. So help you.
You have not changed anything since we started getting sponsorships, by the way.
That's
and
true.
I just
want to
say that I know that sometimes we do break to sponsors, but it's because of the sponsors that we get to do our show over and over, and it's fruitful.
People pay money for me to do.
No, they really don't. You could avoid that.
So tasty.
You could just cut that
this
out.
This drink that we are going to talk about
We're
later
not talking
is so
about
tasty.
This drink right now. This is water.
Yes.
Nobody's paying for
a water
us to advertise water.
Why? So many water boxes and water bottles and... water things.
Okay, if you are a water company and you would like for us to
I drink it and I shower in it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I heat it and I freeze it. What else can you heat and freeze and enjoy both?
Juice.
What juice you eat? What dirty
juice? Apple
juice,
apple cider.
But by itself? You're
saying,
I'm just going to heat up apple juice and drink it?
Yeah, absolutely. You get like that tub of apple cider juice. And
that's
then...
not apple cider juice. That's apple cider. Don't try to make it work. There's nothing else. Water is the
it
only
works.
Thing that
no,
does all these
that
things.
That big tub of apple cider that you buy in the
and
fall.
And you shower in it?
No, you can't shower in it.
You didn't wake
say
up
that.
And throw it on your face? You apple cider juice my face,
you
Gladys.
Said, what can you heat up and cool down and enjoy?
And you said apple cider juice. You sticking with it? You want to keep pursuing this one? Okay.
Yes.
By definition, it's not just
apple juice. It's a liquid.
Apple cider.
Apple cider. It's like, you know, you can heat up water and cool down water, freeze water. You could do the same with apple cider.
Could do the same with my foot sweat. Doesn't mean you should.
It's not the same.
You could. I don't think you should.
That's
but you
disgusting.
Do weird stuff all the time.
No, I don't.
I mean, at the best, just freeze it. Use it for a beverage
oh
in the summer.
God.
But don't... heat
who
it.
would ever agree with you. Do you hear yourself?
Comments.
Did we welcome everyone? Yeah,
you did already. Remember, you looked over there for 1 second.
That's when you welcomed. I looked at them again when I told them.
Yeah. What is today's episode about? I didn't know it was very.
We're talking about
kinks.
The most
kinky episode.
The most common things we argue about.
Yeah. Stop making me do these things. It makes me uncomfortable.
I would like you to start by telling them, because I have mine written down. But
how many do we have each?
I don't know.
How many you have?
I have many.
No, just tell me how many.
Five.
Five. Okay, five things that we should stop
doing? No.
Oh, just keep five doing and fighting about? Five of
the most common things we argue about.
But the way there's you a lot load of the dishwasher. That listen. Like, why can't you just follow the normal? I'm going to draw a map for you.
And I'm going to take, I'm going to write me, right? on all.
No, it's you. I saw today. What do you mean it's not me? You take the big lid for the pot and you throw it in four sections. It can't be in four sections. It's not like that.
In a family, when you have multiple people in the house, they all load the dishwasher differently. There's always one that thinks that he knows the right way to do it. And he doesn't realize that he only loads the dishwasher like once every 2 weeks. And so he comes down on this rampage.
I'm traumatized every time I open that thing. And it's like, it's almost like someone hit a jumble button when it was closed.
Yeah, but you don't mind washing pots and lids and stuff like that because you're washing them once every 2 weeks. But people who have to wash the dishes every single day, we don't want to wash pots. We just throw everything in the dishwasher and we run the cycle. Why don't we take out
those plastic trays then and just throw them in a basket, put the laundry basket inside and put it all in and turn it on, see what happens. Laundry
basket doesn't fit. I've tried. It's too okay. big.
Lack of symmetry in your...
That's really one of the things that we argue about? Actually, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Your turn. Isn't this a give and take? I started with a light one because I wanted to see where your list was going.
Okay. We actually don't argue about it as much anymore, but who has to get up with the kids? Like the scheduling for the kids in their school.
They're not in school.
Not right now, but like the mornings, they were always very stressful for us. They haven't been recently.
Because it's summer.
No, that's why. I don't mean in the last year now. I don't mean in the last week. I mean this past year. It wasn't as much of a point of contention between us.
How come?
Because I made a change.
What did you do?
I decided not to complain about it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Did you even realize or you didn't realize?
I enjoyed it. No complaining. It was the best.
Because you stayed asleep.
Oh, that's why? I was wondering where you went every morning. I thought you got a job.
I actually made a change in my mind of like wanting to get up and meditate a little bit in the morning and read and just sit in peace and quiet. And
so you decided to start with the kids?
I can do that. So if I get up and I give Jay breakfast and he goes out and I have a half hour to do that in the morning before Zara comes down. And then when Zara goes, she leaves and then I can continue if I want to or I can start my day. And I thought that it would be a nice way for me to start my morning. And it just worked really well that I could also send the kids off and not be frustrated about who had to do it because I just assumed that I was going to do it because I was awake anyway.
Oh, nice. I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah. But support. We used to fight about it a lot.
Yeah.
Because I would always get frustrated that I was the only one who had to get up.
Since we don't fight about it anymore. Yeah. We can share some strategies for others who are maybe fighting about it.
Yep.
And the key issue that would cause the fight was this thing of...
Communication.
Feeling too busy. Like there's just too many things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So when one person says to the other person, hey, you should get up.
Yeah.
And the other person saying, well, I'm not going to sleep until very late because I'm doing many things. That's not productive.
Yeah.
I think if you're...
Like the you did, I did, she said, he said. Those are not conducive. Not productive. Yeah, they're not
competing in terms of who's busier, who's carrying more weight. That's not a healthy outcome. Just be helpful for what you... Or grateful for what you each do.
Yeah.
But if you're built or wired like me, the solution is simple. It's agree in advance.
Yeah.
Pick a Saturday, pick a Sunday, take half an hour and say, this is what the week looks like. That's healthy to do anyways. We actually should go back to doing that because you don't drop as many things when you know.
Yeah.
And you just plan out who's doing what in advance.
And we got this really big calendar.
Yes.
And it's got, like, it's 1 month and it's huge. And every day that has to be, you know,
in
pickups
that month.
And pickups, drop-offs, people traveling, like all the high-level stuff, all the little stuff, it's all in that one calendar because the boxes are so big that everything can fit in there.
It doesn't come like that for your life. You have to fill it in. It's just a big piece of paper is what she's trying to say. I was like, wow, where is this calendar? Like, oh, you're talking about the calendar that's just oversized?
Yes.
It's an oversized calendar. And if you fill it in, it's very helpful. And if you fill it in and you're like me, it doesn't matter if you go to sleep at 3 a.m. If my day is the next morning, I will be up to take care of whatever my responsibilities are.
Yeah.
But as good as that is, the opposite is also true. If it's not in my calendar, it's not in my head, you tend to fall back on your defaults, which particularly if the other person is doing it every day, it sort of becomes a default. Like, okay, this person's doing it unless they say to you, hey, can you do this?
Yeah.
And there's no communication around it. It's not like, oh, you have to do it. It just sort of ends up landing that way.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear the lawn being mowed outside? I'm curious. Do you think they can?
I think a little bit.
If they can't hear it a little bit, that's what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Sorry, guys. Our lawns are being mowed.
What is happening? Is it even ours? We don't have anyone that mows our lawn.
Yeah, it's our neighbor. I mean,
why it looks like that? But I just thought you were mowing the lawn when I was not home.
I think the communication is really important in this instance. And I think that the problem with us was I would just get overwhelmed and then start becoming passive aggressive, like, oh, I don't want to do it, and I'd get up and I'd be like, it's not getting up, it's your turn, and it would lead to, like, just snipping, and it would lead to a fight unnecessarily that could have been avoided. And I think we've been doing a good job of avoiding it.
Yeah, I think it's healthy. Yeah. Oddly enough, we're both busier now than when those conversations happened,
because for me it was a mental switch. I really did make that switch. I don't
how
know
many
if you
switches
realized,
you have in your brain.
I don't know if you've realized, but I
this guy wants to be in the episode. Just come inside. Why you have to make... Just come. Come inside. I'll give you a microphone, bloody. Look at this guy. He's mowing outside the window. Okay, keep going. People can watch him on my screen. Is he wearing a helmet?
No, he's wearing a hat.
It looks like he's wearing a helmet. Yeah, come, come. Here, look. He's coming again. We'll put him in the YouTube. You'll see him. He's riding like a... I don't know, like
lawnmower.
A
lawnmower.
Like Noah,
oh, look,
but he's
the
standing.
The ant is on your microphone. Even he wanted to be in the episode.
Oh, wow. Man, your studio is very welcoming.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, you've toggled a mental switch.
Yeah, I think
has been
that
beneficial.
Was the big... I think that was the big thing for me, because I wanted to actively make that change in my life for myself.
Yeah.
And this just helped, and it fit in really nicely, and it was easy to just... roll into.
Now, this is going to feel odd, but your number one thing that we argue about is something we don't argue about anymore.
Yeah,
that's good. We found a solution for it.
We did.
You
and
do
I
it yourself. I like that solution.
I did do it myself. I do feel as though a lot of the stuff that people argue about, it's because you have these expectations. And when you stop having those expectations and all of a sudden you just hold yourself accountable,
yeah,
a lot of that goes away.
Does the resentment go away? Or are you just like going to kill me in my sleep one night? Like, hit me with a lunchbox.
I mean, we still do fight.
Yeah,
so
but
I'm
not
still
about
resentful
this.
For other things.
Yeah,
you
just moved your resentment. I'm not resentful. I just want to fight for the sake of fighting.
Sometimes.
No, yours is premeditated.
No, but I'm not resentful for this anymore. And
where did you move your resentment? To what?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll get there.
Okay.
Okay,
so
what's
it's my
your
turn
next
again?
One? Yeah, go ahead.
You're being very good, so I'll keep it very tame too. What do we argue
what
about?
What could I have said that would have made you like pull out your claws?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
The episode is young.
Okay.
Do we have things that we really argue about?
Mm-hmm.
Like regularly?
Yeah. Again, not so much anymore. I feel like we've been in a really good,
okay,
spot for a little while.
I mean, you prep for these. I don't. So
yeah, so you should prep.
You didn't tell me what the episode was
tell
about.
Tell me the things when you think that we're fighting or arguing
what
or
are we
being
fighting
nasty
about.
What
it's
are
about
we fighting about?
Normally about something to do with the kids.
There you go. That's the next one.
That's the next one?
Yep. How we discipline the children, one or the other.
I don't ever have anything... to argue about when it comes to disciplining the junior one.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had a conversation with you in 10 years about that. Yeah. It's always the older one.
I got defensive about how you were disciplining her yesterday.
When?
When you were telling her which drinks to buy. You were telling her not to buy one drink over the other.
I was just showing her sugar. But you actually
bought that drink for the other one.
When he was younger.
Hockey. No, when he like plays hockey and stuff.
Yeah, once. So if they have it once in a while, particularly when you're coming off an exercise where you are drenched in sweat because you've been skating hard for an hour.
But that's what she wants it for. When she's out there jumping on her trampoline and running in the summer, she wants that drink.
And I
could feel myself getting defensive.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're not trying to harm
her. I'm not yelling at her. I was teaching her about the sugar content in a drink. I didn't even know that was a discipline moment. Like and she understood herself. Yeah. She made a choice on her own. I just wanted her to learn. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think that was discipline.
But you've never had that conversation with him.
Oh, I have. Many times. Because
he chooses that drink all the time.
Yeah, but I've had conversations with him all the time. He chooses that, but it's one-off here and there. We don't have that stuff in the garage for years now. So he chooses it when he goes, and it's like an after-activity, once-in-a-while thing. Hmm. She wanted to buy a whole case to keep in the house, which I stopped doing with the older one for the exact same reason. Hmm. So that's where that came from.
Anyway, so that was one of my next one, how we discipline like one child over the other.
You get triggered a lot faster
than I do
by certain actions of the kids.
Yeah.
And I'll just say kids, but it's really the one kid. And I don't.
So well, that's because where he has the same sort of triggers that you have, but that you control and he doesn't.
Yeah, I just get him better.
Yeah.
Like, I understand where he's coming from. I understand that a lot of what he's saying is not intended to be harmful. Mm-hmm. And I also understand that you have to hone those skills over time. They'll serve him well in the long run. He just doesn't know what to not say and what to say.
And he's at the point in his life where he's selfish and he's allowed to be. That's his age.
Yeah, he'll come around.
He needs to
figure this stuff out.
But this is a very, very sensitive age, I think, for kids and for... Because we as parents, or at least me, I see him as more grown, more of a grown-up than... I don't see him as a kid anymore. He's a teenager. And so I expect certain things of him. And when he doesn't do those things or he acts in a different way, I have to curb my expectations of him.
Yeah. I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Because that changes my entire mood.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that sticks around the most.
And it changes your mood when you have to discipline them too.
Yeah, 100%. I don't like it at all. But sometimes you have to because you have to kind of guide them.
Yeah.
So that, you've seen that.
Yeah.
Where I have to discipline them and then I'm like, it ruins my night.
Yeah.
But they don't know that. And they will at some point realize that it's actually for their benefit.
Yeah.
But that's probably the number one thing
that we
fight about or argue about. I think you're
just like back off, but not in a like if I see that you're disciplining them and I don't love it, I back off. And if you see that I'm disciplining them and you don't love it, you back off. But it's just we may not necessarily fight about it.
Yeah, but it just ruins
the vibe. Yeah.
I don't think I will ever fully be able to be on board, even when I know it's right. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You know it's necessary. You know, I tell you this all the time. I know you're correct. Like in the argument, you were right and the kid is wrong, but it still doesn't help me deal with the fact that somebody I care about who is, in my view, they're still both not on equal footing with you. Like they're not able to appropriately defend themselves. Mm-hmm. So when they get irritating for something that they've done that is actually wrong, and then you react, you're still hurting someone who I think is vulnerable and who I think my number one priority is to protect. Right. And that's where you create this conflict because I don't like it at all.
Right.
And because it's triggers that get repeated over and over again, like in any relationship, whether it's, you know, with two adults or adult and child, the fuse gets shorter and shorter and shorter every time, but they're still kids. So for me, when I see that, it just completely you know, it kills everything for me.
Yeah.
And most of the time now I don't say anything because there's no value in it because I know you already know.
And I don't feel good about having to discipline the kids either.
No, nobody really should.
Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
just let them be lawless. Like, just give them money and you know, candies and drinks and just set them loose. Let them do what they want. Everyone will be happy that way.
I don't think that's
the dentist will be happy.
I honestly
pediatrician will be mad at us, but everyone else will be happy.
I think that it is our, like, greatest gift. It's a privilege to be able to help guide these kids to become the best versions of themselves.
Yeah, but you won't always agree with other people in terms of how to accomplish that. No. And that's part of the issue.
And that's but also that's the beauty in having two parents. If you had one, just the one, that's really hard because you don't have another person's perspective. Yeah. So I do think that there's a benefit of having both of us there. Do you have any others? I know we get stressed, or I know I get stressed out, and we tend to have a little bit more stressful situations when I'm overwhelmed or when you're overwhelmed.
When are you overwhelmed?
Like when work is overwhelming or the kids are overwhelming or something, but I know that feeling of when you or I are overwhelmed, we tend to get a little bit more short with each other.
When am I overwhelmed?
When, like, you have a lot going on at work, when you're managing too many things.
But what do I do that you feel that? And what do you do that I feel it?
You get very quiet.
Yeah.
You kind of retreat.
Yeah.
You're not as involved in the family dynamic. And you tend to, like, those are the nights that you won't go to bed around the same time as me. You'll tend to just do mindless scrolling or watch mindless TV to get your, just get yourself over the stress of the day. And I feel more disconnected.
And what do you do? I think that's accurate.
Yeah. And I think for me, what do I do? I don't know. You tell me.
You shout at me.
I do?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You raise your voice.
I do not.
Yeah, you don't laugh.
I don't laugh.
Yeah, remember the other day in the kitchen you got mad at me for no reason?
What did I get mad at?
I don't remember. You just got mad.
Well, he's back.
Yeah, he's coming. He, like, wants to hear this part. he wants to know what you did.
What did I do?
I don't remember that day you were in the kitchen and you were saying something. And you're, like, ready to go at it. You're ready to fight.
Really?
And I just came in and I said, you're right.
I was right.
I don't remember what it was. And I helped you. And you're like, oh, damn, that's no fun. You put your sword back in. You're ready to fight. And you're like, oh, no sword today.
Was I overwhelmed?
Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah. I tend to get overwhelmed with all the things that have to happen because you're busy.
Yeah.
You're really busy. And so a lot of the house stuff and a lot of, like, between work and the kids and the pickups and the drop-offs and the house stuff, it falls on me sometimes more than I'm comfortable dealing with. And then it becomes really overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that a lot of women feel. Like, their husbands are at work. They're gone. They're not available to them. And then you have all this stuff, this tornado of stuff.
What about the single parents?
That's really hard. Like, yeah. I just don't even, my heart is just completely open for single parents that have to manage all of it by themselves.
Yep.
It's really hard. So yeah, things get
I don't like fighting.
Me neither.
I just prefer, no, you enjoy it a little more than I do. No, admit it. At least sometimes in the month, you're like, let's fight. you just pick things and you just start fighting for no reason.
That is so
You're like,
not
oh,
true.
look, you did this. Like, what did I do?
What?
I don't know. You pick something. I don't even remember.
Like what?
I don't remember. I don't even listen properly when it's like that.
You're so random. Such a liar.
I can't think of an example.
Because there's
just
not.
Just play along. Make up something.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, remember that? You remember when you shouted at me about the blue spoon?
Yeah, that blue spoon. That was such a bad You want to go now?
Yeah, bad fight.
So I was looking up things that people tend
fight
to
about?
Couples... That, like, main
you did
things.
Research.
I did.
Not even just us. You had, like, had to see what other people fight about.
I was thinking about what we fight about, and then I wanted to see, are these the things that people normally fight about? Yeah. The number one thing that couples fight about, money.
We don't fight about that
anymore.
No,
like how money is spent, how money is used, saved.
Because now you have your own professional banking system, so you don't trouble me anymore.
I think that, no, that's not true. You got to a point. I still trouble you. I think that you got a point.
I mean, someone's paying that guy, and it's not me. So I know someone's got cash flowing.
we got to a point in our lives where you realize that your discomfort or your insecurity with where the next paycheck was coming from disappeared.
Yeah.
And then that made it
it's
easier.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah. And that's really comforting.
I encourage all of you to think about
100%.
Stop worrying about the what if this all falls apart and start leaning into the I have no reason to think that will happen.
Exactly. But most people who grow up having to think about that, they continue that. They carry on those habits into their adulthood.
Yeah, until their wife gets rich and then they're fine.
This has nothing to do with me being
Marry
or not
rich,
being.
Folks. Marry rich. It worked well for me. You have to wait sometimes. You got to wait a minute. You got to live through random dishwasher loading and random people mowing your lawn. But at the end, with perseverance, you don't have to worry about money anymore.
I remember we wanted to send Jay, or I wanted to send Jay to private school, remember?
Yeah.
And you absolutely did not want that because you were like, this is going to...
But there's no reason.
Super stressful.
No, but we also looked at the private school and it didn't actually make sense
to
me.
We did, but I think that the reason that you fought so hard on it was the thought of like spending the money and in that way.
Play-Doh is Play-Doh, baby. The guy was going to kindergarten.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like, this is pointless.
Absolutely. But I think that a lot of couples, they fight on how the money is being spent.
I mean, right now, if we had a kindergarten age kid, I would still say I don't think it makes sense. To send the kid to private school, but
because we've got two other kids that have gone through a system that worked, but when you're a first-time parent and you look at all the possible scenarios, that's just one of the outcomes.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to look at these things, and ultimately, it comes down to who's around the kids and who's teaching them and who's not. And sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. What else you got? We don't fight about money.
No, we don't. Another one that people fight about is how often...
Oh, I know what I'm going to say.
What?
You don't want to talk about this. Not today.
Why?
I'm just going to spill the...
There's nothing to spill.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I did my research. I'm telling you what the research
said. They're talking about the hanky-panky. I know.
How often people are intimate, couples are intimate. They fight about that.
Why? What do they fight about?
Because some partners will want it more, some partners don't want it as much, and then there's this
you really
disconnect.
Have to curb your enthusiasm a little bit.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm trying to change the dialogue from what our audience hears regularly.
Okay.
So just, I mean, if you could put it on the calendar in the Saturday meeting.
That's
I can
a weird
see what
thing
I could
to
do.
Calendar in, isn't it? Do people calendar their intimacy?
I'm sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, it's Saturday night, let's get jiggy with it?
No, they say that on Tuesday afternoon. They put it in the calendar for Saturday.
Like, okay, so on Tuesday or on Sunday when they make their weekly calendar, it says, like, Saturday night, get jiggy with it.
No, I don't think they write Will Smith lyrics, but I think they just, depends on if they have kids or what they write. You know, some might say, like, you know, homeowners association meeting.
Uh-huh.
Keep it very, you know, on
puzzles,
the DL.
Puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure people schedule these things. Well, when they want to get pregnant, they schedule it. Mm-hmm. The
but
number one
really
thing
stressful.
That should be on the calendar.
But people who pencil it in because they're trying to have a baby, that's very, very stressful. Then it becomes less intimate, actually. It becomes more
It doesn't
more
have
just
to be
a,
intimate to get pregnant, apparently.
No.
It's like science.
Yep.
What should be scheduled in... Mm-hmm. With like a skeleton stamp are 3-4 days of the month. Dong, 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 like Skeletor. That should be penciled in.
Yeah.
Why do we not have that? Is that on the list of things you fight about?
No.
You should put that on the list.
Of things that we fight about?
Yeah.
When
I No, person I fight with.
Okay.
Alter ego. That shows up to just wreak havoc. Imagine waking up one day and someone's like, oh, I love the smell of that flower. And then you're like, oh, I'll buy this. And then the next is like, this smells like vomit. Why did you bring this? You're like,
you're
told me.
You're concerned with yourself for this.
Self-preservation,
what
yes.
What about the actual person that has to go through this?
It's really sad.
Yes. So feel bad for me and
I
just
do.
Take care of me.
I got you gift coupons to
no,
the spa those 2 days. You can go stay at the Newberry for 2 days. We've
it's been a long time. You have never once given me spa coupons.
Because you never tell me when it is.
You have it in your calendar.
No, it's all BS. It's all lies. It doesn't give the truth.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Let me know. I want to know. We've tried all these things, the octopus, this, that. You don't adhere to any system.
Okay, so if I told you you'd send me to the spa for 4 days in a row?
Is it 4 days?
Yeah.
My God. No wonder I'm so upset 1 week of the month. I should take the time off of work, too.
Again,
you should chill out together.
Notice how he's concerned about his well-being.
No, because I will take care of you that way.
If you're not there.
Yeah, if I have the time off, okay. I'll take care of you.
Okay.
See, my significant other is in need. Uh-huh. Imagine I was laying down in the bed bleeding.
Yeah.
You take time off of work to come help me.
Yeah, I would.
So, the same thing. Just because you have gauze doesn't mean you should just do it on your own.
Okay.
You're next like a war topic. Veteran. Like you got shot in the stomach.
Another thing that people fight about is where they're spending the holidays.
Oh, that's early couple days.
Yeah.
Now that's no
longer
an issue.
Once you're a little bit older.
Once you get further along, you both actually, you
don't. Do what you want.
It doesn't matter which family you're trying to avoid that holiday season.
That's not fair. That's not true.
I mean, who you want to be with. Did I say it the opposite? Yes. It's the same thing. It really is.
No, it's not.
Who do you want to be with is the same as who you want to avoid more.
No, because I don't want to avoid any of them.
Yet you choose one.
No. You know what we've actually started doing is trying to bring everybody together.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm happy with that.
That's what it comes down with. You bring everyone to your location.
It's hard when you have kids. It's hard when you have, siblings with their spouses and everybody wants to go and be with their own families and you where your parents want to be. It is a big thing. It's a big thing that requires a lot of,
moving parts.
It's a lot of diplomacy is what I was trying to say. Mm. But there are moving parts, yes.
This ties back a little bit to finances. Mm-hmm. But when you are not as worried financially and then you can host everyone, it's a lot easier than when you're early in your days and you're like, oh, if I bring five people here, now you're doing dinners and, excursions and this and that.
Yeah.
And it depends on your family. If your family is aware of these things, then that stress is reduced because you just share in the burden. Other people don't think that way. Mm-hmm. And then you end up in a situation where you are, in fact, doing it.
Yeah.
Then you get to the best place in life, which is where you have the luxury of doing that for your family and you have the ability to do it. And that's a nice place to be.
Yeah.
But some of that stress just comes from also when you're, you just bought a house or somebody has kids and you don't have kids and the kids are running around and you're very worried about, the nick in the wall and the broken glass and these things.
Yeah. All these things settle after a few years.
You get a little bit older. You don't care anymore.
Yeah.
You start realizing that the number of holidays that you have mm-hmm. with your loved ones are limited mm-hmm. and that glass doesn't matter. Yeah. That chip can be painted, absolutely. Like the, that car fender can be replaced. So what if they hit both the cars together? Yeah, who cares if someone reverses one of your cars into the other car? They're just vehicles.
Well, I remember this
That person's vision is
I remember
more...
this one family that came to visit us years ago, and they brought their two kids, and we had just the one. And we had this house. We'd had it for a few years, and somebody gave us this roller coaster. Do you remember? This like little kid roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
And we had it set up at the back of one room and they went all the way to the front of the house. It was the most fun that Jay had, on that thing. And I remember all three kids piled up on that roller coaster seat and they raced down the thing and they were kind of maneuvering because they almost fell off. And there's this big, you could see the indent in the floor.
Yeah.
And the mom, who's a very, very dear friend of mine, she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But when I think about that moment now, I don't think about the gash in the floor, which is still there all these years later. But I remember the laughter of the kids. And it's really cool when you get to that point in your life where you realize it's not that you don't value your things. It's not that you don't value, keeping things clean and organized and in one piece, but it's that you realize that there's so much more.
Yeah. This is also a testament to your relationship with that friend.
Yeah.
Because if it was not such a good friend, you would have been upset.
Possibly.
Some, you know, random person's kid broke one of your things, that's a different feeling.
Maybe, yeah. And I don't know if now that happened, I think I would be even less likely to care.
It's the same as like a human body.
What do you mean?
Like you have a nick on your eye from something, you have a cut on your knee, you chip a tooth. All these things happen. Mm-hmm. And you just keep going.
Yeah.
Like it becomes a part of the story.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's like a part of the story of our house. Like it gives me like the warm and fuzzies when I think about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, another thing that people fight about is like jealousy. So behavior with other people of the other sex.
And that's why you incorporate a Bros Without Home system.
Yeah.
So you can channel all your debauchery into two nights a month.
Yeah.
And then everyone's happy.
How's that going?
I just can't, you can't trick me into talking about the Bros Without Homes on the show. This is for children.
Okay.
But, you know, second Tuesday, fourth Thursdays.
Yeah.
Everyone the gets meet. A hall pass.
Okay.
We talk about our finances.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then?
We talk about the chassis. In our cars and whether the pistons are firing appropriately.
Yeah.
You know, 10mm wrenches we discuss.
Yeah.
Whether or not the torque
is
appropriate.
Well, you know, on those second Tuesday, fourth Thursday, all the women get together.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
They all come here.
Yeah, and they read these fairy books. Nope, I
all just talk about how weird our husbands are.
Uh-huh. No, I know what you guys read. You guys are worse than us.
No, we are not. We talk about how crazy you all are.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes for really good Wednesdays and Fridays.
Right.
Okay. Jealousy is not something that we have encountered very much.
No. But that's a no lot of
really,
people do.
No one really hits on either of us. So that's where we've passed that age too.
Yeah.
So that's for the good looking people out there to feel jealous about.
There's a lot of women that who are message attracted me to you? About you. No, that are
Why don't they message me?
They're
second
all,
Tuesday, fourth Thursday. Just message me directly.
They're all messaging
me,
asking me when I'm going to just let you go.
Where are you leaving me? What do you mean, let you go?
Like to,
second
to
Tuesday,
the
fourth
masses.
Tuesday.
They all want a piece of you.
Well, I mean, it's understandable.
Yeah.
I won't go. Don't be sad.
Okay.
I don't want to leave you without any options.
Do I look sad?
I know it's hard. I'll find you someone if I pick one of these ladies.
I'm good.
Be part of the deal.
Thanks. Another thing that I think a lot of couples fight about, and we have fought about this multiple times for multiple years, being on your phone.
Oh.
That's like one of the worst ones.
That one's rough.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Like it's annoying for you.
And it goes both ways because nobody knows what you're actually doing. So in your head, you're like, oh, this is a work thing. I have to attend to it. The other person's thinking, oh my God, you're playing that stupid game again. And you just don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then sometimes you actually do find them playing that stupid game.
Yeah. What game are you referring to?
The one you've been playing.
When?
Some car game.
Oh, at night. No, there's no shooting.
Car?
Can't shoot in that
car. Oh, yeah,
car.
The race car game?
It's a race car game.
That
yeah, just had to play a race car
driving
game.
Driving me insane.
Why? When do you ever see me playing that game?
Every single night.
Yeah, I'll play at night once before going to bed. It's like a de-stress instead of watching dumb TV.
I know.
The phone should be put outside your bedroom. And the reason I'm outside playing the game is because my phone doesn't come to the room. My phone doesn't come into the room. My laptop doesn't come into the room. I do not work. Mm-hmm. I do not surf. The only thing that happens in the room is reading and pillows. Pillow talk.
Okay.
pillow fights. You bring your computer to the room. You bring your phone to the room.
Yeah.
But that's because you haven't yet experienced enough of the work world to say, I want to separate these things.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, you're still saying, okay, let me get this stuff done.
Right.
For me, it's no, this is a separate place. There's no place for work here.
Mm-hmm.
But the phone is like, before we had phones, we'd be driving somewhere. We'd be talking more.
Yeah.
It's just natural. Or if you're not talking, you're listening to the radio or something else.
Yeah.
Now, whoever's not driving
is
like, I can do this one other thing.
I know.
And I end up driving more. So you end up on your phone more.
Well, I try not to.
But you still do it.
But yeah.
Yeah. And I, going full circle to where this episode started, for me, that's a switch I flipped. Where I'm like, I'm just not going to say anything about the phone anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, I am as guilty as the next person. Mm-hmm. I have many reasons to look at my phone, particularly now if I'm not at the office or whatever with, mm-hmm. you know, we're going in 3 days a week and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I look at it, but at the same time, I also know how much time I spend on the phone that's not work related. Mm-hmm. And I know that's the same for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I've stopped saying anything phone related to anyone. I think that's one area where you lead by example, not by words. Because if you try to lead by words, you will fail.
Yeah.
Lead by example, put your phone away, talk to people when they're on their phone and they'll say, oh, you know, they'll naturally put it away. And in time, hopefully they'll adopt the same philosophy. So when we eat dinner, our phones are not at the table.
Yeah.
I do not bring my phone to the bedroom, but it is still absolutely, I think there's, that's why we're not getting our son a phone. He's 13. He's like the last one of all his friends. And I've talked to him about it repeatedly. Like, there's no good reason.
Yeah.
There's no good reason. You know, his friends are over.
And if I'm being completely honest, I don't think that we're providing him with the best example.
Nobody is on the planet.
Right.
You know, like that's one of these things that we just have to understand. It's it's a tough, it's a very, very addictive thing.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do when your job is related to, you know, being on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tough thing. Like I definitely see the benefits of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have countless messages from people that say, hey, I really appreciate you lifting my spirits, which wasn't possible before the phone.
Right.
It's just if you could find a perfect balance, which I think is next to impossible. Yeah. Set limits. I don't know what else to say. Like, set some time limits, do something.
Right.
What's our solution? I don't know. Like, our if you could tell me one thing, what would it be?
That you would stop being on the phone for like an hour before bed. That we could just have that one hour to
I think
other.
That's a nice thing to ask. Okay, let's try.
Okay.
Let's stop putting, and you need to put your phone outside.
Sure.
So if your phone is not in, and whoever is listening,
like we're Sheena still
does
working
not
on
go
this.
On her phone. She's not scrolling. So many people, even our friends, our family, they like literally have stands on their bedsides where they will watch a show or something to go to sleep. We don't thankfully need that. Like we just go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll read before bed. We'll talk, you know, even if it's just reading, the lights are kind of dimmer and it creates an ambiance to go to sleep.
Yeah.
But even with that, it is impossible. And we're all guilty of it. Like if Sheena remembers that quick email to send, she'll turn around and send it.
Yeah.
I will not get out of bed, leave the room,
go
to do it.
Or I'll put it on my like to-do list.
But it's on the phone. It's on the phone. It's not in writing. It's not in pen.
And actually, there is something to be said about not having that stimulation for the first hour of the day and then the last hour of the day that is better for you.
That's why I put it outside. It wasn't the at night thing. It was more the morning because the very first thing I did in the morning before my feet even left the bed was pick up my phone to see if I had any emails.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I get up, go outside, see the kids, you know, maybe I'll eat something, who knows, but I will start the day sort of focusing my energy on where I am before I let the stresses of other people into that space.
Yeah.
So to protect yourself first and then you go on to it.
Yeah.
But for very long, I started my day without any intentional thoughts of what I wanted to accomplish or what the day held because I would just look. And then once I looked, there was already a chain reaction of events that I just fell in line with.
That's the thing is like the morning when you get up and you try and set that intention for yourself, you control it when you don't have that external, like the phone, the whatever.
Yeah.
You get up and you put your feet on the ground and you say thank you or you say this is how I'm going to start and you go and you are present with your family, you're present with your kids, you're present with yourself.
Yeah.
I think those things make a huge difference in setting, like you having the control to set your intention for the day.
Yeah.
Whereas you get that email that somebody yelling or somebody telling you that this didn't get done, all of a sudden that infuses into your first thoughts.
Yeah. And I get it. It's easier when you're more senior.
Yeah.
It's easier when, you know, you're not running your own business that has a 6 a.m. start whatever it is,
yeah,
there are so many reasons people have to modify these things.
Of course.
And the number one, you know, and I will call it an excuse, the number one reason I hear why people don't leave their phone outside is because, oh, I use it as my alarm clock.
Yeah.
So let your alarm clock go off outside your room. Like, plug it in literally outside your door and leave it on the floor. So you have to get up to go shut off your alarm.
Well,
it's
you
even better.
You bought an alarm clock.
I bought, yeah, or buy an alarm clock. That's
it's
what
really
I did.
It's really nice.
It I actually, got it for Christmas. It
like,
that's what I wanted.
It lights up like the sun.
Sunrise, yeah.
And then it like has
clock.
Birds chirping.
Yeah.
It's actually
when we first got it, I thought there was actual birds outside chirping. Do you remember that? The first 2 days, I'm like, these guys don't shut up. They're getting louder and louder. They're louder. It's like
in the clock.
6 in the morning in the clock, and I'm looking outside wondering where these birds have come from.
It's true.
Never heard them before.
It's true. I think that's good. And I think that it's easier also as you get a little bit older.
Yeah, because your bladder tells you when to get up.
No, I mean to value the things that you want to not fight about, the things that you would like to change, the positive impact that you would like to leave on the people around you.
Yeah.
You know, I think
that's good.
The common things that we fought about, and we're, you know, we're going through the motions and saying that these are the things that we tend to fight about. We don't fight about them nearly as much as we used to.
Yeah.
I think we still have a long way to go, but there is hope.
There's hope for everyone.
Yeah.
You have to actually want it on your own. I think that's the key.
Yes.
We're not fighting less because we've figured anything out. We're fighting less because we individually
want more peace.
Have agreed, like, I could argue about this because I feel like I am right, but I'm choosing not to because the bigger picture is I will be back to a place of harmony sooner. Yeah. And I think that's
really what
that's
it's about.
Goal.
It's personal.
It's personal.
Like, it is a personal selfish
desire.
I'm
no better than I was 2 years ago. You're no better than you were 2 years ago. But I am better at biting my tongue and you're better at biting your tongue. And then you bite it enough. You're like, oh, this is kind of, why would I even complain about this?
Yeah.
You start finding joy in the things you otherwise would complain about.
Yeah.
We're just better individuals
together
than a stronger couple, if that makes any sense. I think that's everyone. I think maybe it's both, but
there's also one more thing that I feel has factored into it. I'm busier now.
Well, you have less time to think about what to complain about.
Less time to think about the things that are frustrating.
I seldom has too many times. I've never had the luxury of thinking about what you do that irritates me. You've had so much time to
I
think about.
I had
time. Like,
the truth is
you just can't think about what sucks anymore.
I can't think about the things that were irritating. Or if it's irritating to me, I'm like, I don't have the luxury of letting this like
bother you.
Like, we have a podcast together. We make content together. Yeah. Sometimes I think to myself, if I fight about this.
Thank God. Why do you think I do this?
This is the only reason I do this podcast. We actually will be fighting tomorrow. We won't be able to record our podcast.
Yep.
So I'm just going to bite my tongue
this
here.
This is the best thing about this. This is
so
the best part about this
podcast.
Yeah, start something with your spouse and be like, look, I can either fight about this shit or I can have content. You want to create something, you better be on your best behavior.
It's true.
If you're not, you're going to get garbage.
Because we are not good. Like, when we fight, when we're fighting with each other, we cannot pretend. Like, we're not good at that.
No, I want to... I agreed.
Yeah.
We're not good at that. That's when you see reruns on social media.
Exactly. Like, we want to just...
these two must be fighting. I've seen this thing 2 years ago. She's just reposting crap. It's either we're traveling or fighting.
No, or we just need a break from social media.
Yeah, that
like, that's how I felt last week. I just wanted a break. I needed to unwind and I needed to not be super connected.
Yeah, which is fine.
But yeah.
Well, look, the lawn's clean.
Yeah.
Podcast is done. Yep. Look, you raised 5 things that people fight about, and we have like 2 on that list.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think this is a win.
It's a win.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go play golf. You want to sing a song so we could call it a day?
Yeah, but I forgot to think. Oh, here, I got one.
Okay.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be strong. And I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Beautiful.
Thank you.